Okay, hello, let us know, brothers and sisters. Stretch up. This way. Shoulder roll. I remulched my yard today and my body's feeling my age. I know you should feel my age.
I was weeding today and I feel like
C major, please. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Sound. Same thing, please. Oh, hi, how are you doing today? Hi, how are you today? That's how you want to sing. Ready? Oh, now we're ready. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
You sing at the start of every line, you really need to think about being on the right pitch, on the right vowel, and get the consonant out of the way. All the entrances are really kind of sloppy. For example, going back to the beginning, well, light, just for example. That L takes time. What you really want to think about is singing on the la, and you're just taking, each of you is taking a different amount of time to get through that L, and you're not really thinking of that pitch ahead of time. So that's for sopranos, but everybody, strength would be way off with the guys. Just, you took, that STR takes a lot of time to get through, to get to the stress, the vowel sound, right? So just, you're taking way too much time getting the first notes of each phrase right. The second thing is, you got a lot of, look at the soprano beginning again, but this applies for the whole song for everybody. You've got a lot of this dotted half note or half note, like after. So you got a crescendo, psychological crescendo on all of those, right? You're just kind of hanging out. So it's going to be light after dark, gain after loss, just much more crescendoing all these long notes, okay? Strength after weakness. Just make sure you're giving love to all these long notes, otherwise it just kind of dies. Those are the two big things. And then the third big thing is, look, top of five, just for example, you don't yet get to the prettiest part of the vowel consistently. Praise is a really tough word to sing. You really got to make sure you're on the E. It's a diphthong. Praise, praise after tears, right? So the third thing is just your vowels are kind of, they get kind of polluted. Another one that was really egregious was, just a lot of them. Sight, top of page 8. That's a diphthong as well. Diphthong is two vowel sounds in one syllable of a word. Sigh, sigh. So you kind of linger on that second vowel, so it makes it really kind of ugly sounding. So make sure it's sigh after mystery. Sun. Just more, 99% on the vowel. Make the consonants quicker. The first consonant quick and get to the vowel, the last consonant can't be the next word, and that would clean up a lot. You did a pretty good job on page 10 and 11. Just remember when you have moving notes, bring those out. And can we look at the page 14? One of the reasons you're struggling on this soprano 1, soprano 2 part is I wouldn't modify the vowel. I'd sing a really pure oo vowel. New, Because it's just an ugly vowel you're on. And remember, like when you get to a pitch, singers, it doesn't stay in tune unless you keep tuning, right? So when you get to that new on top of 14, altos, tenors, for example, it's seven beats of tuning, not you get to the vowel and then you just linger. It's got to be new. I'm tuning every pitch, okay? So around 14 in there, time it happens at whenever it was, the climax, page 6. Just make sure you stay on uva. Just make sure you can keep tuning the pitch. And I would sing it softer, not louder, because it's not pretty yet. So don't sing it louder. Okay? Yeah.
I have no written in there on 6. But I don't have it written in on the top of 14.
Well, let's just try a different approach, because whatever we're doing is not working yet. Okay. So try ooh.
Try ooh?
New.
Okay.
Don't open as much. It's real pure ooh. See if that helps lock in.
Okay.
Okay?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
I think I know the answer, but bottom of 14, we do this a couple of times. Are we cutting off on 4-1? John, you said you wanted to cut off on 4.
He is making all.
On one,
yeah.
Oh, on one, okay.
Okay, good. Off we go. Let's do it again, please. So your first note you sing in each phrase, make sure it's really thought about. The right pitch, the right vowel, getting through the consonant, staying on the right vowel, and then crescendo, okay? So it gets this feeling of da di da da da, not da 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 da. It's not that bad, but you know what I mean? Just keep it going, keep it going. We're struggling with the tempo a little bit, so let's see. It was a tip fast, but then we settled in eventually. 3, 4. Don't breathe, bass and tenor is between weakness and crown. That's when the beats get way off. Good job. It's been like 3 weeks since we did it. Look up 3 and. You hear that? You hear how you got caught on that L so much. That literally was instead of la la, it was la. It was almost that long. La. We did it great. Well, I won't again. 3, 4. Get to that ah vowel, blood. Not louder. More thought about. 3 and. As well. Strength, 2, 3, and.
Strength after weakness, crown after cross.
3 and.
Sweet after bitter.
Into the consonant, and. Surprise, make sure you go put an arrow going down a wandering. Some of you want to sing the wrong note there. But home after wandering. It's lower the second time. You want to sing the same note as fears, I guess. Going on, 2, 3, and 4.
Four and. He is making all his.
good. Perfect example. He is making all. He is making all. He is making all things new. Right? When you went up to that all, you kept your jaw closed, and so it made it sound. Ready? Right there. Alpha and Omega. Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega. Springs of living water shall wash away each tear. He is making all things new. He is making all things new.
Good. I'll pay some time about cue you there. I was trying to figure out what the sopranos are doing there, so I wasn't thinking, but I'll cue you there. The U is better, so stick with that. He is making all things. Mm-hmm. Just not so loud. Don't put so much energy at it. We'll have a second chance at it. Going on, 3 and 4. Now get through the sa, 1, 2, and then crescendo. 1, 2, 3, and.
Sa.
Okay, just a couple of things. First off, can I just even do,
while we sing through it. Can I hear, measure 52? Can I hear tenor and alto? Measure 52, where we start the river run. Just tenor and alto. You gotta watch me just to at least establish the tempo. Even if it's faster, even if it's slower than you used to, we gotta pick one tempo. And the only person that can dictate that is the person in front. Ready one more time? Tenors and alto. Just like very, I'm doing the harmony, it's not really that important, that's kind of how it, so think of it a little bit more legato, a little bit more melodic. The other place I want to do real quick is sopranos and altos from the bottom, page 5, and listen really carefully. When we get to page 6, measure 41, we are going to hold the notes on B. Okay, and I'm just going to drop out. We need to hear that alto part. So we're going to tune it up. So sopranos and altos, bottom 5. Ready? Top of page 3, sopranos and alto tablet, where we go, lead me to the, we all have that, right? When you do that octave, make sure you think, you know how Russ has talked about the fact that you kind of have to think up over, na 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 na, because otherwise we're going to get just a little bit flat up there. So think that whenever you have that. Be aware that we tend to drag this song. So one of the things about when you tend to drag, because if you feel the faster the inner beat you do, you can. In fact, there's a technique to have people sing like that. So it kind of gives you that feeling. And then even if you're doing a very legato, you feel that. And that keeps you in tempo. So just be aware this tends to drag. I think that was it. Oh, last thing. We tend to be late on entrances. And what's interesting is a lot of times we have like a lot of time where we're kind of sitting around. Like for instance, page 3, guys top, they're bass and tenor, nothing at the top, nothing in the middle, and then they come in the bottom and then we're late. So really use that time to like keep that tempo going, keep thinking so that you're right on that. All right, so let's just go through it and see how it's checking. We should be pretty good with that, but let's just see.
In 2, right?
Yeah. Yeah, stay seated. Just sit up. Use a cup.
To the ocean, river, take me to the
And then the only other thing, and we're kind of doing this, but we could do more. You know when it goes into that B section? Let's like bring that back a little bit more. All right, right there. But other than that, I think it's, everybody feel good? And you were not driving. So, yeah, I was Bob, because when I tell Bob don't drag, he's like, I'm not going to drag.
I'll show you.
I'll show you, dragon.
I love choirs. You say, don't drag, and so they rush, and then they go. You know it's not a drag. We should be more clear. Do the tempo.
My bad.
I will arise and go. Nice job, everybody. Yeah. Oh, yes. And it's going to be fixed. We're not doing speeches or anymore. We're just kind
of,
yeah.
Eileen and I are here to present the petitions and your new board, and also I'm the ticket lady, so if you need tickets, come see me, pay myself or Rob, but we're going to announce, Eileen's going to announce all our hopefully new elected board members, if people can stand up so right. People know who you are. Yeah. Again, I'm Rita Corcoran, I'm membership chair.
So president is Susan Higgins, I'm the vice president.
You want to say who you are?
Eileen Landry, yes. Rob Walker is the treasurer. Leslie Stoddard is our new secretary. Rita's membership. Kim Marcel is publicity. Allie Froelich is librarian. Hospitality is Pat Hill. Online technology is Nan Elman, and Jen Gallegos. Did I say it right?
Is that right, Gallegos?
Technically, yes.
Oh, yes. I was playing Galapagos.
You're not the only one.
Okay, and fundraising is Claire Sullivan, but she's not here tonight, so we'll point her out another day if you don't know her. And members at large are Julie Gibson, who's also not here tonight, and Rick Westbrook. So I guess we need to officially, how many people are in favor of this board? Any opposed?
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Okay, so let's share a couple of solos. Marcy, will you go first, please? Yep. Ready?
I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree. And a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made. Oh, nine rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the beehive gray. And live
yes, at one point we were all doing it, but just solo now, okay? Katrina? Do I?
Okay.
Cool.
I will arise and go now. for the honeybee and live alone in the bee loud glare. And live alone in the bee loud glare.
Now. Nice job, everybody. Could just follow 10. Can you just make sure to circle that? Because remember, the top of 16 is, I hear it, I hear it, in the deep heart. That one, some of you still want to go, in the deep heart, and it's deep heart. It's augmentation, twice as long. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
What page?
16.
Okay, ready?
Nope.
Bottom 16. A bunch of you are still not getting that the last measure on page 16, the word deep is twice as long as every other time. A bunch of you are still going, in the deep heart, in the deep heart. Totally different rhythm. It's coming from in here. So I don't know who, but just mark it, circle it. Okay? Good. Put it away, please. Life is beautiful. So can we go to page 9? When I was one lazy July afternoon, I was 160, maybe more, lost in hollow dreams and vain delusion. Okay, so anyone's interested in the solo, so here from now. Okay, so Alan, I know you said you were interested, so why don't you do it first, okay? Yeah. Can we all sing it once? Just kind of get the tune in our head, all the ladies. One lazy way, three, and.
One lazy July afternoon, I was 160, maybe more. Lost in hollow dreams and vain delusion.
And for
now, years have passed no longer than I climb onto the apple tree.
Good. And climb into the apple tree, not up to the apple tree. Can we do maybe more up page 9, the third measure 42? Maybe more. Maybe more. Ready, sing.
Maybe more.
Good. Ellen, that measure you sing. And 1, 2, 3, and.
Lazy July afternoon. I was one. Maybe more, lost in hollow dreams and vain delusions. Now years have passed, no longer can I climb into the apple tree.
Good. Thank you, Ellen. Anyone else? Nan? 2, 3 p.m. This is Major Sing on. And. 1, 8, 2. This time, Ellen, will you sing it? Okay? From the beginning, to the front, nice and tall. You're losing track. We lost track of it on All Things New. You lost track of it on the last song we did. You're probably going to lose track of it on this song, too. That whole thing. One, the gesture of singing is this, not this. One idle July afternoon, I was not idle July afternoon, but try and just really think of, you're saying a sentence. One idle July afternoon, when I was 1 in 10 and barefoot free. Not one idle July afternoon, when I, don't hit every note like a equal. Think like longer gestures, okay? Everyone sings everything in an ounce. Yes.
A quick question. July. I'm hearing July and July.
One idle July. July, July, July.
I have notes that say ja.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One. And my
I'm
rule
not
is,
sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, no, my rule is always sing it the way you'd say it, and we would say July, we wouldn't say July, but this might be an exception, so just let me think for a second.
Okay.
I think it's an exception. I think it's July.
July.
One idle July afternoon. One July just sounds too colloquial.
Okay.
It needs to sound a little more formal, I think. Okay? Thanks. Good question. Three. Four. Go. Touch breathing.
Working curiosity.
where it says Tutti, which means everybody, just be aware of that. That really picks up there. Mm-hmm. Climb, she's pretty free, and the soloist is pretty free. Climb into the apple tree. I looked out and realized, so just be really aggressive. That makes sure out is I looked out and realized that life had, and right in right where I just stopped, move tempo. Can we do top of six? Can we just share the bass and tenors? I'm not saying too much tonight because we're missing two tenors, so, you know, just by hearing you agree, just sell up, let you know. Okay, top of six, minute 21, just the tenors and the basses, please. 2, 3, 4. It's a different key. Can you play like 1-5-1 or 1-4-5-1 or something? Not so loud, bass and tenors. Just I want to make sure you're all on the same note. Which is the right one. 3, 4. Ooh. Are you modifying? Can we not sing a pure ooh there?
No, you're
can you try that ooh? Ready?
We've always started with
O. Well, here's nothing more than anything. It sounds out of tune. And it's because, oh, so maybe ooh will get a lot more locked in tune. Try it on and see if that makes it more in tune. Two, and not as loud. 3, 4. Yeah, so leave it ooh is better. More better that way. And by the way, I don't care if three you sing O and the rest you sing ooh, as long as it comes across as in tune. In the concert I did on Sunday, there was this part, I think the word was swing, maybe? It was a word that ends in a word that ends in NG. And basically, me and one other bassist, he wanted us to go to the NG, and everyone else stayed on the vowel just because it gave him the effect he wanted, right? So we can play within a song, right? It's not weird to do that. I just want it to be in tune. So ooh, ooh for right now. Okay? Good. The other part was altos, can we hear top of seven? This voice part, I walk right past. 2, 3, and.
I walk right past the apple tree.
Again, 3, and.
I walk right past the apple tree.
Good. So the gentlemen are going to start in patient to grow roots, and then you guys come in on I walk right past. And sopranos are going when it's your turn. This last note on page 6. Impatient to grow roots and wings. 3, and.
Impatient to grow roots and wings. I walk right past the apple tree.
That's fine. Okay, good. So one more time. Impatient to grow roots, it seems. Impatient to grow roots, it seems. Do you hear a difference? Impatient to grow roots. I'm thinking that. I'm thinking less beat oriented, more phrase oriented. Impatient to grow roots and wings. I walk right past the apps. I walk right past the apple tree. Right, so try just not to ever do that. Ever. Ever. Okay. Ever, 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 ever. I thought there was one other spot. Nice job, though. Nice job. Let's start again. Up we go, please.
I don't do that.
interesting. If I was to say, there's like a contradictory thing going on in my mind, and I don't know how to quite say it. What I want to say is, you need to, well, let me preface this by saying, you're working really hard, and you do everything I ask you to do, and you're such good people, and you sound great, and there's so many positives going on. I know the butt's coming, right? But I want to preface it, right, because I don't want you to feel like, when I say, I feel like you need you to work harder, that could come across wrong if you don't understand the context I mean it in, right? You're working really hard. I mean, you're here, you're trying to do everything I say. I mean, you're working really hard. So, I mean, I guess when I say you need to work harder, it's at, you need to work harder at some things that are not second nature to you yet. Like, when you work harder, you're kind of like my high school choir, where you just basically try harder. Right? And I'm not really saying try harder. I want to say try more efficiently. Right? Like tuning is what I'm getting at. Being on the vowel, like on the last piece, sometimes you get on that long note and you just get a little mentally lazy on it. You know, and so it just gets out of tune. Right? Or you just, you know, you're postures like this, and you think that doesn't have anything to do with your singing, but if you're not thinking the air going through your sound, you can try as hard as you want, and some of you will. Like, I'll give you this whole little spiel, and what you'll end up doing, you'll translate it to, like, I'll sing louder, right? As opposed to, you just need to think about more like you're a wind instrument, right? And you've got to always be, like, giving air to your sound and keeping that pitch going. And I don't say this a lot in this choir because, you know, you're a y'all come sing choir. You're not getting paid to be here. I appreciate you coming on a Wednesday night. You know, so I don't get too crazy. But I'm just telling you, if you sing like this, you're not going to sing in tune. Unless you're really good. And even then, you're not going to sing in tune. Because all your air is going out of your body. Your air is going this way, which is heavy and cloddy, as opposed to this way, which is light and bouncy. And boy, I know this because I'm in a bunch of kids at concert on Sunday, and I really appreciate that. I mean, that's our part of it. I'm working my ass off. Excuse my French. Okay? I mean, because I'm 65 years old, and I don't sing like those 30-year-old kids anymore. I have to work twice as hard to even keep up with them. Right? Because it's just, when you get older, you just don't have the strength, you know? So, by when I say try harder, I mean, like, tune more. Listen better to each other. Feel the tempo in the room, move the tempo along. That's what I mean. I mean, you're trying really hard. I don't need more volume, I need more intonation. I need more moving phrases. And that's what I mean by I say try harder. Does that make sense? Okay? So the parts where it really gets in our way is stuff like All Things New or Come Unto Me, the slow songs, right? If we're singing, you know, the jazz pieces or the fast tempos, it's a different kind of thing. It doesn't shine that weakness as much. It's the slow ones that you're holding on a note for 7 beats that you really start to tell that you're just not keeping it in tune, right? And it's not a disaster. I mean, boy, it's way better than it was 4 or 5 years ago when we started.
And one of the things I was thinking when you were saying that is, because you're talking about the nuance, you know, it's no longer like we're not doing that note right. It's the nuance of phrasing and that kind of stuff. 4 or 5 years ago, we weren't talking about that stuff because we were talking about the notes.
So it's all, and I think you may notice when I say this in my message, you probably are aware, if you're not aware, you should be aware, I always thank you, because I really truthfully appreciate everything you all do. You know, you do whatever I ask you to do, and, you know, I'm not the easiest person to work under, I never have, but I'm a very intense kind of romantic sort of person. I'm not the easiest person in the world. So you work really hard, but just put your efforts more towards, you know, listening to the section, other sections, tuning the notes, moving phrases, as opposed to, you know, just singing louder or, you know, whatever. Okay? So, let's change the plan for just a minute and do Wild Mountain Time and go back to home. And I'm also feeling a little bit tonight that it's, there's this old, It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be good. I want it to be great. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's gonna be fine. I'm not worried about the concert. I just want it to be more than fine. Okay? I'm reminded of another opening, another show from Kiss Me, Kate. You know? 4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse, 3 weeks in, it couldn't be worse. One week, will it ever be right? We're 1 week. And out of the hat, it's that great first night. The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. Another opening of another show. So there's a little bit in my mind of it, just a little bit like 1 week before the concert. I'm like, oh my God, we're running out of time! You know, so here we go. Wild Mountain Time. So this one you can get away a little bit more with just kind of having a good old sing. You know, it's a folk song, right? Okay, so why don't we stand for this? Just what's the, very nice everybody, what's the, make sure you connect the S of place to life of home. There's no place like, there's some S's coming in way early. Okay, hey, and this song, nice job everybody, this song has got lots of rubato. Do you remember what rubato is? I'll tell you. Rubato is we're playing a lot, like elasticity of tempo, right? So in general, whenever I say a song or any conductor tells you a song, it's got a lot of rubato. In general, it's at the ends of phrases, it slows down, and then it picks up. Slows down, picks up. So there's this kind of, you're playing with the tempo. It's not one steady tempo. So perfect example, bottom of five. Da 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 da. We're slow down, then tempo. Sweet, sweet home. Slow down, so pick it back up. There's pick it back up, slow down, there, slow down, really slow. Because it's the end of a section, right? So there's this kind of elasticity of tempo. So and I, so we'll have a chance to get through that when we get to page 8, so just remember that. In the chorus, it's really playing around with the tempo a lot. The verses are more in tempo. So going on, this is last measure, page 6. Emma will start with the piano part, and you guys basically come in. And kind of come in. 3 and 4. Slow down and tempo. Remember I talk about speak singing? So we speak, and there's inflection in my tone. It goes higher and lower, but in general, it's kind of that. Speak singing is, you're singing pitches. I mean, it's different pitches, but you're not really singing. And that really will hurt you when you get to a thing like where you have to hold it, because we don't talk like that. We don't go, hello, hi. Right? We don't talk like that, but we sing like that all the time. So you get some like place. It's just in your brains to go right place. You don't go play slide, right? So it's just you just gotta make it sing for the full value. Okay? So we're gonna go on. Page 10. Emma's gonna start with the piano part where you guys all sing home, and then the gentleman, the bass intendant will come in on how sweet it is to sit. Okay, 3 and 4. 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 da 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 da.
How sweet it is to sit beneath the grandfather's fire.
The breast of a mother to soothe and beguile. Let father's delight in new pleasures to roll. But give me the pleasures of home.
Very good. So a couple things. Very nice. Very nice. Just really watch. How sweet is to sit neath the fond father's fat, the cold breast. How sweet is to sit neath the fond father's caress of a mother to soothe and beguile. And then pick up tempo. Others delight me, new pleasures to roam. But give me, oh, give me the pleasures of... See, big retard there, right? Multi-retard. So right, real big slowdown there. Top. I might even write bottom of 11, just so you know it's coming. Pleasures of home. Right? Okay, so good. Top 10, same thing again. Try and look up bass and tenors. Some here about a half measure behind. 3, 4. You're gonna really rush me before but. The space between Rome and but is gonna be much longer than you think. Others delight mid new pleasures to roam, but give me the pleasure. It's just more space there than you think. Others delight mid new pleasures to roam, but give me, right? And I think some of you might not even be breathing in, right? But we're just having a lack of ensemble there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Two measures, same place again. How sweet is to sit. 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Da, 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 3 and 4.
How sweet is to sit neath the fond father's star.
A caress of a mother to soothe and beguile.
Let others delight me, new pleasures to roam. But give me, oh, give me the
make the words come out more, put them more in the front of your mouth. To the return. Good. Can we take measure 54? Measure 54, bottom of page 14, piano part, and then you guys come into place and it's your turn. And. Be it ever so humble, there's no... Just simpler, just so many of you, okay? Good. And bass and tenors come in and just go to hum. I didn't hear it. It doesn't probably make much difference.
I had it written.
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, pretty good. Okay, so can we go back to page 12? And first soprano, stand up, please. Oh, Okay, so just for sopranos on home, make sure in your brain you're counting to seven, then putting that high note on the eighth beat, okay? Ready to piano part with them? And maybe everyone's all throwing the G. Three, four. Yeah. One more time. You can't hesitate on it. Three, four. Measure 49 and you're not singing right. Okay, one more time from top 13, measure 48. And it needs to be the pitch you're singing, but higher. The pitch you're singing, but higher. Okay, ready? Three, four. So you got to sing one more time and just hold the E flat. This is the third note of measure 49. Hold that note.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, sure. Play form top of 48, measure 48. That one right there. And you want to go da 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 da. One more time. And when you get to that E flat, just like play it three times. Ready? So this is the second measure, top 13, first sopranos. Ready? And. So what you have to do? Adjust up. Right? Okay, one more time. Drop your jaw. Ready? And. Just put an arrow going up. You want to go back to the B flat. Back it up, top, bottom 12 for sopranos. And you got to count to seven. Then make sure you get that A flat. Don't just don't. You want to go and stuff. You want to party on that A flat. You guys want to like. You're afraid of that A flat. Da. Look, girls. Bottom of 12, 44, ready, and. Don't be afraid, drop your jaw. Ready, and.
Oh.
place in top of 14, second measure, connect the S's all out of whack again. There's no place like... Okay, good. Can we get into it? Everyone up, please. This is fake. Hey, you know what gets you in trouble? All parts, but just particularly right now, you guys. It's amazing to... You, like, you got to go back to the same note every time. You don't. Sometimes you get back to the right note, sometimes you don't. Like, it's, and so your brain's confused, and so you get nervous. You really just got to... you got to be all over that note every time so your brain remembers what to do. Okay? Nice job, ladies. Thanks for going through it. We needed to do it. Thank you very much. Okay, top of 10. This is top of 10. Emma will start second measure. You guys come in on... How sweet! 3, 4. What's that?
Yeah.
Just make sure you get back on the next note because I just don't think you're going to correct it by next week. And if you do, great, bonus. But make sure there's no place I go. Put it away, please.
If it helps the bass to sing that E flat while they do.
Come on to me, please. Let's just run through Come Unto Me and let our voices rise and call it a day. Okay, so nice and tall.
Thank you.
7, the 4 measure intro, Emma, 2, 3. Top of 12, but last measure, top of 12, last measure, bottom of 12. Just lower three parts, don't die out until the next measure. Right? And I, you hold on your I until, and off. I, and I, and off. Does that make sense?
No.
Just don't fade away early when the sopranos are coming in for their next statement of and I. Good. When our voices rise. Please don't freak out on the last page. Just pick a note and move. Chord, when our voices rise. Right? The main thing is to move through that. Right. Up we go, please. You always get tongue-tied on page 8. We can stand the storms and persevere, sing our song and never fear. Y'all see a little tongue-tied there, right? All right, Emma, you ready to Ronald Dilworth it?
Yes.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Thank you.
about how we'll do it. Probably won't do that last page any more than that. But you keep coming out more and more and more. And I don't know why, Tennis, some of you don't want to go, one and two, sing a song, one and two, all day long. I know some of you are doing it, but some of you are like sitting there and then trying to catch it. As opposed to literally go, one and two, sing a song, one and two, all. I mean, I would do that, and they pay me to sing. So, I mean, you know, one and two, sing a song. I mean, you got to feel it. You got to give it some sort of time. Otherwise, you're going to be, bang. Okay, so the ending. So this is what happened. Emma plays the chord. And then it's, don't sing, just watch. When our voice, not when our voice. It's just chord. I might hold that forever. And then once I give you the cue, it's when our voices rise. Whatever. Okay, sing it this time. Ready? And chord. Sing.
When our voices rise.
Yeah, don't get there till I get here. This is still, sorry. This is still sliding, 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 sliding land. Okay, one more time. Ready, and chord. Where do you hear this, audience? And
when our voices rise,
get why that's important? Yeah. When you land together, then it kind of gets those overtones and kind of pops out. When you come at different times, it's not quite as effective, right? Cool. Thank you very much. Bye. Thanks, Emma. Thank you, Emma.
Clutch players.
Under pressure.
Yes.
These kids were used for the effect. Right?
They have
like I'll go next Friday.
Thanks, sir. We get to hang out extra next week,
Friday. Friday, baby.
Can't wait.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, walking in the building.
Thanks, sir. Whoa.
Have you been there, though?
I'm sorry. I'm coming around.
You want to hear it again? Or is that going? Oh, that was going to the first
one. Okay. Here, you want to take this one?
No, that was a, that goes in the closet. Wow.